guys, welcome to another episode of Social Jump Shots. Today we're gonna be discussing the reasons why men deserve nothing. Today we have Obiri from the Time What With Beery podcast to discuss this with us. As you guys know, he has his own podcast, so you definitely should check out Time Out with Beery. So let me start. So, since forever, since the beginning of time, women have been carrying men under. They've been nurturing them, having their children, among many other things. They need us. But, you know, they don't really think so, which is pathetic. And, you know, men have been pampered by the entire society for as long as I can remember, which is basically 21 years, because that's how old I am. And I remember the biggest problem of them all is actually being the huge pay gap. When we work the same jobs or even harder jobs than the men, and we still get a little bit of money just because you're a female. So I think it is time for men to know their place and learn that we are not the childbearing slaves they think we are. And yeah, we're going to talk about that. What's your take on that, Beery?
Well, I won't say men don't deserve anything at all, or men deserve nothing. But I think that we're heading now into a more gender equal society. So it's not that women aren't being more appreciated, or, you know, if you get me, so it's like, I don't think that men don't deserve anything. And I think that men are more appreciative of women now than then. So I think that that's a step in the right direction. So I think saying that men don't deserve anything at all is a bit too harsh to me. You get me?
Well, I mean, when I say men don't deserve nothing, I'm not talking about my husband. He's not actually good, but apart from him, every other man don't deserve nothing. But my father too, I'm sorry, daddy. My dad and my husband, everybody else doesn't deserve nothing. I mean, let me just highlight this. There are many factors that can contribute to why I have this opinion. The most recent one I can definitely talk about is allowing women to feel uncomfortable, especially in a taxi. My personal experience, I was going to Montego Bay, and I went into a 7-seater, and I really scanned the taxi before going in, and, you know, I'm still going there. Even though my intuition, I said, don't go in the taxi, I'm still going there. So one man did it at the back, and there was one behind the driver and the driver, and I went into the front, and I'm going there about 2 minutes in. I heard the man behind the driver say, "Hey, man, is he actually gonna call? I'm not seeing where he's actually talking to anybody, just said that out. And then a minute after, I see the car drive down, and then he just stopped. And then three men that were leading up on a shop actually come in the car. Me just open the door and come out and say, "Me not driving in this, I'm cut." I mean, there is a trending on Twitter right now with women talking about, well, there was a question being asked about what would you do if no men exist in the world?
And I saw that.
You saw it. Yeah. Awesome. And women stated that they could go anywhere they want. They could feel comfortable wearing this and they wouldn't have to worry about this. Not saying that we are perfect, you know, but allowing, we don't feel safe and they don't care. I'm going to be honest, I've seen persons talk about stuff and the man is like, well, it's your fault. They always try to blame the victim. I don't understand that. So I mean, based on what I've seen, not necessarily my personal experience, like, men don't really deserve nothing. When they not really deserve nothing much, when they can't take little scrubs and then go on, you know. But That's 90. What do you think about that?
All right. So my point of view now on the whole like thread that was going around on Twitter, right? Like when I actually sat down and literally read it, I was like, yo, like society, like men really actually make things bad in that. I don't mean like all men, but majority. Yeah. So you know, once the majority more dominant, the minority just not really matter then.
Yeah, then go always say, you know, the good must suffer for the bad.
Yeah, that. So I think that, yo, if, all right, personally for me, you know, like how some men, like when they see a woman on the street, they be like, yo, and them start like throwing slurs or making like, you know, sounds and something like, yo, that was never me. I always think about it and I'm like, yo, that just seems so like below standards to be doing that and so openly. I think that if you actually see someone and like them, make an approach and like make a more civil approach then. Don't do it in a manner where, yo, she feel uncomfortable. Like, yeah. And
yeah, the cat calling.
Yeah. So
and when you don't answer, then tell her all sorts of stuff. Go then tell her about your mother. Tell her go and look good at foot journal.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah, so it's like no, you create this stereotype thing now in your mind when you don't know. So because a female we experience that with like about, so she goes through her entire day, you know, and as she leave her house, we go outside, whether she go work or she just like a shop or she's like a supermarket or she's just like going in the lane, right? So as she leave with her house now, she see a man on the corner. Even the man on the corner now, him see her now, and he's like, yo, baby girl, I want something. So now she now feel uncomfortable now then, and then now by the time she walk a next block or two house distance, a next man again that far towards.
Right.
Consecutively experiencing that, it kind of create this whole thing where men a bad picture, and you know, I actually really feel like upset at it because, yo, men really do, we cause it. So we, as in not me necessarily, but we in general, because in terms of how we view women, I think that the perception in which we have that really need to change in general. Like, yo,
yeah,
we really need to give women a lot more credit, mm-hmm. Yeah, really a lot more, and especially in today's world where we're in a society where a lot of women don't feel safe. Because I have a friend, I was talking to someone last night, right, and basically I was telling the person about, yo, like how much I love the night sky, right? So I would go outside right now and I would just sit and watch the sky. And she said, yo, like she has never ever done that before. And I'm like, why? She said, yo, because she's afraid of outside because she didn't know what go on because man and all that. I mean, I said, yo, general. See, it's like, it just create this fear amongst people. And yo, it really actually moved me into a sense, yo, where I'm saying that, yo, if I ever do have a son, like, yo, I don't want him to be like that, you know? So I want him to view a woman as a more equal being, seeing that, yo, you're a dominant and oh, yo, you must you have rights to a woman or whatever, you know? You don't.
yeah
So that's just my perception.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. And also, you know, I'm very active and I'm always in those conversations, and I've seen where a lady mentioned that, you know, she ordered gas and then the gas man stand up with her gate. After the gas delivered everything, this man come up by himself asking, she lives alone basically, so he's aware that there's no man in the house because he was the one who brought the gas in and was asking about husband or whatever. And literally come asking the woman, where is his stepson? That's the lady's son. And also the foolishness, and she says she feels threatened, you know, because the man just stand up her gate and wait, you know, for nothing at all for much days. And she go, he's gonna have the audacity to say it. Much days me come here and I wait for you, I'm in a seal and me ain't go live. I'm like, what? Why do you feel so entitled to a woman? You know, I really don't get it.
That my advice to her would definitely be to, like, you know, get some restriction or some, like, you know, court order for keeping him away, because that just sounds like some creep mentality. That just weird, yo. Like, you go there and stalk somebody for like a couple of days. Like, I understand if somebody we can't go without seeing, I don't rephrase that then. So the stalking is literally out. But if somebody actually like or see you like, right? And you definitely have to see them every day. I understand that. So, but if somebody know we actually go out here we know to see, you know, that really sparks some, you know, some psychological thing or some creep mentality, basically. Because that just wrong, yo. You see, yeah. So like persons like those now, they allow, they fuel the stereotypes now out there now. So when you do have a few good men now, and then that a person definitely meet a good person, then they go say, yo, all men are the same, and they maintain the same mindset, they know. Mm-hmm. Which, is it me? So you just gonna create this whole barrier thing and this whole thing with society and all this thing. So, you know, you just get me really kind of riled up in a way, because I don't really like those, and I do believe that, yo, that if the good do speak up more, you actually, like, you know, show that, yo, we actually have more good out there than what is actually there, because I don't really think that, yo, there are less good out there. I think that there are actually more, but the good sometimes silent, which makes them bad, if you get me.
Yeah, right? I get what you're saying, because you see somebody doing something, you know, people to join up your friend one time and say, hey, this and this and this. You understand? And they don't speak up for women. A lot of time, I don't see anybody speaking up for women. They don't.
Yeah, true.
True. I mean, so that would be one of the reasons why we'd say, hey, I'm not in a busy boy. I've seen so many comments. I've seen so many instances, so many situations where I literally have to ask myself, do men really hate women? Do they really hate women? Because the way they might be of, like, you understand, the way they respond to certain stuff, you would have to ask yourself that question. But how about the fact that a lot of males, they break up with their girlfriends without any explanation, or they do everything in the world to have the girl break up with them because they're such cowards. They don't know how to have conversations, and they don't know how to make decisions. Do you think those men deserve anything?
All right, so alright, that's one good question right there. One good question, like right off of butter. Yeah, so that's a good question, right? So I don't really think that, yo. Alright, so I think that it's more of a systematic or society thing, right? Where society view men in such a macho manner that, yo, a man cry, yo, you're him say, why you cry, a girl or something like that. You see me? You know the whole Twitter thing when you go viral there? You know that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, cry, yeah, girl or something. Like, I mean, I say, yo.
Yes.
Like, for real though, like, you see, because of that, no, society grow men wear themselves inside. So, men know when they do cry or they do feel the need to express that emotion. Mm-hmm. The only emotion they can express is rage and anger, right? Because, yo, them box them into only those categories, right? So those are the only ways they know how to express themselves. Like, for instance, if I do ask a male now, like, yo, when I cry, or when something really happened to you, where you feel what you're supposed to be upset about, but instead of being upset, you actually talk about it or whatever. Like, yo, if I'm talking about him feelings, then go view him as, say, yo, him loose or him straight or something like that. You get me? So, yeah. I think that if society, like, allow men more to express themselves, a lot more things will change, because the way in which men express themselves limited, but really, really limited, and that's really sad, though. Really, really sad.
It is. I mean, I've heard people talking about. Well, I mean, I have a lot of conversations with people because I love to talk, and I talk about a lot of stuff. I remember having a conversation with someone, and they say, you know, it's important from a young age to actually introduce deep conversations to males, especially, so they can understand that, hey, this is how we deal with our emotions. This is how we do, you know, how to talk about things. Talk about how you feel, because, I mean, sometimes they get so angry and they do certain. They're like, you know, so I think men, yeah, should definitely talk about their feelings. You can definitely cry if you want. You definitely can cry. Because right now, I have a child, and trust me, when he's at the age, I'm going to definitely talk to him, understand how are you feeling, mentally, emotionally, whatever. And if it's something where you feel, if you cry about, go ahead and cry. You understand? I mean, nobody is a robot. Everybody have emotions.
Yeah, that was the exact thought I have.
Everybody have emotions. So trying to force somebody to compress their emotions for whatever reason is basically stupid. There's also this term when you hear boy crying. So, yeah, girl, tapping eyes. What mean? What? What does that even mean? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, so basically, they're actually growing us to be machines then, because we don't express anything at all. All right, from instance, me now. All right, so. Even though I wasn't really grown that way, to hide my emotions or whatever.
Yeah.
Cause, for instance, like me, you know, if I'm upset right now, or even if I try to fake being happy right now, like my parents would always pick it up, right? So you know. But because this whole society thing, though, even if you do have a parent who allow you to express yourself, you still go feel that way about it, because you say, yo, people go view you as being soft. Like me, you know, I used to go to constant, like regular. I mean, like every day, every 5 days a week, right? And yeah. me expressing myself now used to be a problem, because the guidance. I used to be also bullied, right? So yeah, I used to be bullied often, like every day.
I'm not laughing at you in a second. I'm laughing because you laughed.
Yeah, I know, it's okay, sorry. So, I was saying that, yo, I get beat up every day, like literally, I got school every day. People took my lunch from me, all of a sudden they beat me up, like me and Ricky beat up to the point where, yo, mom cry, I literally can't cry, right? So the guys come on you to literally, like, come to me now and ask me, like, yo, how you feel, like, what's up about this? And I say, yo, let's feel angry. And she say, like, no, I don't some angry, I'm feel sad. And she say, yo, you realize that you don't really express yourself, like how you actually feel. Just to talk about anger and sad, like only two words. So anger and sad don't really mean anything if you don't really supply more essence to it, right?
True.
So yeah, saying you need to be like more specific in what you're saying. And so when a lot of persons be more specific and more expressive, you realize you get more out of them. So. And I think that is that will allow you to be more effective in whatever you're doing now. Because when I do that now, you actually release a lot of mental strains off you. Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. And allow you to grow a lot.
So I guess at the end, what we conclude from this conversation is that men deserve nothing because they sorry, I'm gonna change the perspective, because now speaking to you and hearing from a male's point of view, I can understand that not all men actually, you know, are awful, but you know, some men, majority of men, still don't deserve nothing. And yeah, basically, we have to just learn. I learned a lot. Basically, from hearing you and hearing how you speak, and, you know, it definitely helped me to actually understand men's feelings at a certain level, because they don't usually express themselves. And then you talking about this actually created an ignorance. So thanks so much for that, and, you know, really appreciate it. We're almost at the end of the podcast, and before we close out, do you have any other thing you want to say, any closing statements or anything?
Please tune in to Social Jump Shot for your regular podcast episodes, you know?
And I'm out with Beery as well. He's awesome. We're still awaiting the podcast that's due.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm actually working on it. Just I need things to formulate, you know?
Right. And it's okay. Work on our own time. So I thank you guys so much for, you know, tuning in to another episode of Social Jump Shop. I hope you guys enjoyed our little podcast that will be, you know, big soon.
And doing big things, you know?
Yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening. If you listen to the end, we really, really appreciate you. Asha, thanks so much again, B, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to actually, you know, talk about why men deserve nothing. Right, thank you again, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye-bye.